with the
you know, I still
sights
think,
and sounds of...
Or do we even have to say anything like that?
Yeah, we don't...
In this picture, it's got the edge of a continent, the start of an adventure. We just trademarked that. So what if we did the edge of a continent, the start of an adventure?
So put the tagline up here.
Up here,
and
right
take
now.
It out of there. And you can't even read it there.
You can't
anyway.
Even read it there.
Perfect.
So, well, and so why not just you can keep it there, too?
Well, we could.
It doesn't matter.
But you can't really see it.
So yeah, it kind of gets lost
so
there.
Know. So take it out. Use it
up here.
We're taking this out there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And do the edge of a continent, the start of an
And we're going to put it in right in here at the beginning?
Yeah. Yeah.
So does the News Times, within their contract of the 17,000,
it's this.
They have to do this.
And they have to within that 22,000.
Yes. They have the file.
The file. Mm-hmm. The edge of a continent, the start of an adventure.
That is much better. Because you know what? It broke you just smells pretty.
It took us about a year to get the trademark on that, but we did.
Really?
Yeah. They send it back for revision.
Yeah. So can you go in and change the, it's instead of saying Mark O. Hatfield, just say Hatfield Marine Science
yes.
Center? Nobody okay. cares about his version.
Where is that one?
It takes out Lincoln County right Museums, Vietnam. I can't see a damn thing.
One, speaking of not being able to see, it wouldn't hurt to darken that orange a little bit
yeah.
where everything...
Yeah.
You know, all orange type.
All that now orange type
oh,
should
yeah.
be...
Oh, yeah. A little darker.
Okay, let's go through the annual events and make sure everything is
okay.
there.
Okay, let's do that.
Newport Seafood. Are we going to do that again this year?
Oh, I don't know. I just left a security planning meeting for that.
Okay, Nye Beach Murder Mystery, is that still going on?
Yeah,
it's in March.
Loyalty Days, Seafarer Festival.
Coastal Classic, yes.
Saturday's Farmer Market,
yes.
Celtic Festival.
Yes.
Fireworks.
Yes.
Fair.
Yes. Is the Farmer's Market still just May through October? Or is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I think they do the year. They do it indoors
yeah,
year round,
yeah.
but we don't.
Yeah,
it's indoors.
They move it,
yeah,
and I and it doesn't do very good after they stop that.
Yeah. Lincoln County Fair,
yes.
Quilt mm-hmm. show. What's the quilt? Yeah, quilt show.
I don't know if there's a rodeo with the Lincoln County Fair. Though.
Yeah, there is.
Is there?
Okay. The marathon's not in September.
Marathon's in
there's
May.
There's a dude on a horse.
Marathon's in June.
It's in May.
Newport Marathon.
Well, it depends. The answer
it's
is
the first Saturday
sometimes
in
it's in May and sometimes it's in June. It's always that first
so
Saturday.
It's always the first Saturday in June.
Yeah, so it's June.
Well, so we need to move that
this
up.
Year.
Yeah, it's not.
It was in May.
No,
it was June 1st.
The weekend,
well, the Friday night,
but the marathon itself is always the first Saturday.
Always,
June.
Yeah,
so
it
should be June.
And there was graduation and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, it's June 1st.
Okay, take out Jellyfish Jubilee.
Okay. Wild Seafood Weekend.
Wild Seafood Weekend.
Is still a go this year, I think.
Gathering Surf. Yes.
Yeah.
Jazz Festival is now the Oregon Coast Jazz Party.
Oregon Coast Jazz Party.
Okay. And that is in November. Is that still October?
It's still October.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Could you
Oyster
know?
Cloister, November, yes.
Yeah. And Sea of Lights and Lighted Boat Parade, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Visit Aquarium, Equinahead, Lighthouse,
is there still going to be a Lighted Boat Parade, even though the April Street is not going to go on anymore?
Probably.
Take out Marco.
Yep.
Lincoln County Museums, Vietnam.
Going to have their Lincoln County Museums. That's good because there's Maritime
yeah.
Museum is opening next week.
Yay!
Vietnam Memorial, Veterans.
Unique shopping, art galleries, jewelry, antiques, books, apparel, gifts, candy, fresh seafood, candy.
Yeah.
Happy.
Yeah.
Salt
yeah.
Taffy.
Yeah. Our beaches, Yaquina Bay, Yaquina Head.
Yaquina Head doesn't have wheelchair accessible tide pools.
Not anymore.
Anymore.
Why?
It depends on the tides.
Oh, yeah.
Every
yeah.
few years it goes away, so we need to. Yaquina Head.
And Black Rock Beach.
Yaquina Head.
Can we just do the Yaquina Bay outstanding natural areas and just list
Yaquina Bay,
that?
Yaquina Head tide pools in Black Rock Beach.
Mm hmm. Nye Beach, Beverly Beach, Agate Beach, South Beach. Miles and beautiful sand beaches for kite flying, beach combing, and sunsets.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. Public golf course, tennis courts. We don't, our tennis courts are lame.
Okay, let's take
we
that
still
out.
Have them.
Yeah, but they're terrible. And they're
I mean, pretty bad.
I played on them the other day and almost broke my ankle, so you have to go to South.
Not as bad as some communities.
I don't, yeah. Okay, leave it in, whatever.
Leave it
no,
in.
No,
they're
no,
terrible.
I'm...
Okay, well, I'll take it out.
I just know there's some in Cloverdale that are pretty awful.
Swimming pool, picnic areas.
Do they have them in Cloverdale? Oh my. Swimming pool, picnic areas, bicycle. Nice. Well, watching fishing day, river, ocean tours, sunset cruise, bring your own boat.
Where is this? Is there whale watching? Is that in there? Yeah, we're fishing. Bay, river, ocean tours,
condos, hotels, motels, bed and breakfast, campgrounds, RVs, parks, vacation rentals, restaurants, and cafes.
Can we go back to that R beaches and that Yquinahan thing when you're the wheelchair thing?
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to just put Yquinahan and leave it as a beach or just sort of, do you really consider that
Yquinahan
a beach?
Yquinahan tide pools and Black Rock Beach. A lot of people come in and say, where are the tide pools?
Yeah, I think you leave that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So on the, just over on the right hand side on the South Beach logo at the bottom of South Beach is cut off on that.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Oh, the South Beach, yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah, it's hiding underneath the coffee.
Yeah.
Where was that, Rick? Oh, up there.
I got it.
But there's also Agate Beach. We have, that needs to be in there.
Oh, it should be in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, Agate Beach is under beaches. It's there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I meant in the,
but it has
in
its
the
own
logo.
Oh, I did that too.
Oh, I'm in the wrong place. Sorry.
Yeah, this logo thing right here.
Oh, I'm not in that page.
There should be an Agate Beach one too.
Is the News Times in charge of creating the one for Elizabeth Street that we never got around to doing way back when for whatever we wanted to call that, Newport Beach or?
Oh, we can call it. We can do that. Yeah. Beaches.
It'd
so
be nice.
We're an unnamed area.
Elizabeth Street Beach.
I think it's actually just called Newport Beach, isn't it?
I think it is. That's what the signs used to say.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know why, but I mean, those state highway signs used to say Newport Beach.
I call it...
Yeah, I've seen maps that say that, too.
I call that the North Jetty Beach, because it, you know, it's kind of...
That's a good idea.
North Jetty Beach.
Goes to Knife Beach, North Jetty.
And then goes to Knife Beach.
That's a good one.
But I didn't know they had a name.
Yeah, I've seen lots of maps and stuff that say Newport Beach and then Knife Beach.
Yeah, you must have done that. I always call it the whole thing really Knife Beach until you get to... until you get to the old, the Agate Beach, but I called it the Hilton. What a throwback.
I still call
I've been here for a few years, you know.
My favorite part about that hotel was I worked for West Coast Hotels when that was a Hilton, and they took it over to manage it during receivership while it was being sold. And it was one of two of the West Coast hotels out of, I think it was about 20 hotels then, where they had to do away with the drug testing program. Newport, Oregon and Newport Beach, California were the two places where they could not find employees when they were doing drug testing, so they did away with it at those two hotels.
That's awesome.
Oh my God.
So, okay, so do you want Elizabeth?
Well, we don't think so.
Okay.
No. I don't think we want Elizabeth.
Miles
is
Sandy Beach.
No, it's Elizabeth Street Inn. We don't want that.
Yeah.
No.
It's got to be so. Gabe called it North Jetty Beach.
I would honestly say Newport Beach because it is designated like that on a lot of maps.
Yeah.
South Beach, Miles are beautiful sandy beaches. Okay.
Yeah.
So put that at South Beach and then Newport Beach.
You have Newport Beach and you have Nye Beach,
mm-hmm.
and then you have Agate Beach.
So you're gonna have to.
Mulock, Beverly.
Okay. So Newport Beach.
You're going to have to redesign that thing to crowd all that stuff in.
Yeah, I really don't have to. I'm not copy down at the end. The Miles of Beautiful Sand Beaches for Kite Flying Beach Combing.
Yeah, that's kind of redundant.
They can definitely
and
rework
put
that.
Kite Flying Beach Combing Sunsets and take out the end, too. Just Kite Flying, Beach Combing.
Really, 7 miles. When you think about Nye Beach going, it can't be 7 miles to Nye Beach to Agate Beach. It can't be 7 miles.
Have you ever walked it?
I walked. It's not 7. Nye Beach, too. It's not 7 miles.
It is.
Well, I'd say it's a couple miles.
It's not seven. Like Beverly Beach.
Agate Beach.
Yeah, but I'm talking about to go to Agate Beach.
Oh, Agate Beach. Yeah, to Beverly Beach. Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with that. But I'd say from Nye Beach to Agate Beach, if you read Nye Beach, it says 7 miles at Sandy Beach. It's about 7 miles.
Where's that?
Right under Nye Beach. Under
okay,
logo.
So it's Newport's Oceanfront, miles of Sandy Beach. Let's just
say miles. Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Cool beans. Okay, and do we want the BRC card, is that right? Send me information kit right away. Fax to Paul.
Is someone designing their logo for us? For our Newport Beach?
That's what I was actually asking about, but I think that got misunderstood. So
what's that?
Is someone going to design a new...
new logo? Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry, I understand what you're saying now.
You see how it
do
doesn't
you want
have
a new
one?
Logo?
Well, originally, we had talked about that way back when Great Britain originally did all their stuff, and then we talked about adding in Agate Beach, and then coming up with something for Elizabeth Street, whether it was Newport Beach or whatever it was.
Are we going to get a sea anemone?
Considering that, you know, all the room tax comes off.
Open or closed?
Yeah, the sea anemone, or do we want a...
Swallowing a hotel.
Or do we want a sea star?
Skate. Just to make sure all that.
Sunset. You guys need a sunset.
And we don't have that on any of them yet.
No.
Well, aren't you part of Night Beach?
Don't want to be.
There's a new part of town. You're already. I'm sorry. You're in Night Beach. I've lived here 41 years, my whole life, and pretty much where the state park ends is Nye Beach
to Agate Beach. Nye Beach.
We have a logo, you guys, and is this really cute one right here?
They're trying to annex themselves from the rest of the city.
I want to be part of the People's Republic of Nye Beach.
Like Hotel Row or something. And have a
I love this. This is good.
I love it. We can move on. We'll come back to our logo later.
Yeah.
It's not going to make it won't make this year's brochure.
What would your district be?
Why don't we
do that?
What would your district be?
Really?
How does Agate Beach get a district?
Because they're actually distinctly different.
Have fun with this. I think we should embrace it.
Your hotel
the people stay there because they're close to Nye Beach.
Shops and
yes, they do.
This is nothing like council.
Being in Nye Beach is
good. Okay, it's more fun.
We have way more fun.
And
they move fast when they get going, so you have to pay attention.
Because it says Newport's oceanfront.
That was off the record.
It's okay.
Okay, here we go. All right, boom. Okay, let's look really quickly at the content. What do you think?
Is there anything else in the first one?
It is long. It's
okay, the sea isn't always... I like that.
Yep, I like that too.
Stroll West, Nye Beach.
Thanks, Al.
Nye Beach.
I'm ignoring you.
Great stuff.
Jeez.
Toe-hugging beaches, headies down.
What'd you say, toe-hugging?
That's what it says. Toe-hugging. I mean, that's
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Miles,
you grip the sand in your
toes.
Yeah. So darken the
orange.
All orange
should be darker. Yeah. Headies, downtown's historic deco district sets the stage, and you can shop at Walgreens for a step back in time. The Bay Prime will be bustling with whale watchers, private charters, or perhaps one of the coast's largest commercial. The Wild and Wet Oregon Coast Aquarium. We are wild and wet there. Did you know that? And Hatfield Marine Science.
You're located in South Beach. You can't change that.
I don't want to change that.
Just
sassy. Waiting to engage, educate, entertain. Hungry? Yes. The Daily Catch was on its daily swim.
Just hours ago until we harpooned it.
Lorna! Freshly set inspires local chefs and menus at some of Oregon's most delectable dining destinations. That's nice. Making a trip of it from bed and breakfast to elegant condominiums to friendly hotels. Stay for a week, a night, or a season.
Why not? Just relax, recharge, and revive. Revel and reconnect. You choose. I like it. It works. Yeah, okay.
I like the word perhaps right there.
Perhaps. Does it need to be there? Perhaps.
I don't know. I think it's...
I would say...
Where?
Under
the Bay Front will be bustling with whale watchers, private charters, or perhaps one of Oregon Coast's
largest.
And would work there.
And one of, yes, yeah, I agree.
Because it's not perhaps, it's fact.
There.
Yeah.
Perhaps it makes it seem like some days we have the largest fishing fleet.
Well, when they're out at sea, sometimes they're perhaps not there, but
it's not. So we're going to do it again.
I would change it to and.
Should we add something to maybe South Beach or the Bay Front about the NOAA ships? I don't know.
No, because it's not a tourist destination. I mean, they can look at it, but they can't. Okay. They will get shot if they board them.
Safer than just trapped.
Well, I've got people I want to send there.
They're
going to get shot.
Dungeness crab, oyster, shrimp, salmon, and more. Meet some of Newport's most entertaining citizens.
Meet Alan. He collects probably a couple $100 worth of bottles and cans every day.
Yes, he does.
Yeah,
he does. award-winning microbrews handmade right here. Discover lighthouses that have guided sailors for 100 years. Encounter denizens of the deep.
I never liked that.
And what's all this ready? What the hell?
Denizens, oh, I mean, we
that the meeting?
We used
that. Sure, why
encounter,
not?
Let's do something.
Encounter something.
Encounter creatures of the... Encounter...
Creatures? I like that.
Can encounter animals of the deep at the Orient encounter.
Well, no, we, plus there's seabirds. We got there's some things besides things in the deep there.
Encounter.
What does that word even mean? The sea of life. And I know what it means, but I think that the word for a brochure is a little bit too highfalutin.
Mm-hmm. Highfalutin. Encounter.
I can't even say it.
Over 15,000 animals at the Oregon Coast Aquarium.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I can come up with
life?
Something.
A sea of life?
Encounter a sea of life.
Well,
but we have.
Dig for clams, sand dollars, shells in China.
I think that's cute, though. Dig
for
China. Yeah, that, I thought that was cute.
Although, I have to tell you
the
something.
Sand dollars were all broken.
Okay, so I get a call from Judge Judy.
Is that how you spell sand dollars?
Is it Judge?
Tom Branford.
Branford, yeah. I think it was either Branford or Little Hills, and it was there's a clam digging article in one of the old travel newsports, and a woman bought a ticket because it said that you don't need a shellfish license. And she said, but I got it out of this Travel Newport book. And so he called to say, you need to change the copy. And I said, that's a News Times publication because I've already talked to them. And I'm like, okay, well. And so it's changed for this one.
Is that how you spell Sandollar?
Yes.
Yes.
Sandollar. Maybe there's, is it two words?
No.
Okay, so can we say encounter, let me think about this. Encounter residents of the deep at one of the nation's top 10 aquariums.
You're an encounter what?
It looks funny.
I want to say that we're one of the top 10 aquariums, but that might be self-promoting.
The synonyms are inhabitant, resident, habitant, dweller, and occupant. Dwellers of the deep.
Dwellers of the deep.
That sounds a little hillbilly for some reason.
Dweller.
Inhabitant or occupant of a particular
inhabitant. How many animals do you have?
15,000.
Over 15,000.
Yeah, I think you're right, John. I think sand dollar is two words.
I think it is two words. On the computer, it comes up as two words.
Yeah, it looks
so
funny.
Sand dollar.
Sand dollar.
Thank you.
Sand dollar. Encounter over 15,000 marine animals. Of the deep, I don't know how to, because it's only two lines.
Encounter a top world class aquarium.
Thank you.
Perfect. Encounter. I mean, we should be
one of the nation's top 10 aquariums.
Yeah.
Right here.
Encounter
in little old Newport.
If you like the word encounter, do you want to like have something else?
I do like encounter because we actually have encounters.
Okay.
Because you can go on and you can get kissed by sea lion, which you never did. You bring
I went on Friday.
You did.
I did.
Did you call Libby?
No.
Why?
Yeah,
it's
like
a
that.
Long story.
Okay.
And finally, I just took
and then sand dollars.
I couldn't get Joanne and the kids to letter for time to call.
And
I said, look, I'm not going to burden someone to wait when you guys can't decide. So I just pull in the car and pick
them. I'm sorry.
Okay, so go to here. Where are we? We're here.
Okay.
Let's start with your hands. They'll be doing lots of touching, some stroking to prickly starfish, to pulling a pot teeming with crab, to raising a pint of one of our own artisan microbrews. The hands-on options are too many to count with your fingers. Newport is a boots-on town, a town that touches the feel it, do it, live it parts of you, that love being immersed in authentic moments you don't forget,
boots
even
on.
When your visitor's over. See, I hated that then too.
Boots on town.
Yeah.
We can substitute like a working town or a...
Well, rain boots, maybe. Not camel boots. Work boots.
Newport is head-to-toe activity.
Newport is a Gore-Tex on town.
Newport is a happening town.
Newport is a vibrant town.
Yeah.
Let's...
Newport is alive.
The boots...
But
yeah.
Newport is alive.
We've got to
know we're taking a live out.
Oh, yeah.
Like a Western town.
I like vibrant.
Is a vibrant town. I just hear it used so much. In
okay, let's do something else. I don't like boots on though. Do you
Newport
guys?
Newport is alive.
And smell
touches. Smell of money.
He's alive with the smell of wet rope.
I say Newport is alive. I really would. Just
Newport is
my
alive.
My son so eloquently put it when he was four. The money smells really bad today, Mom.
Yeah. Okay, maybe Newport is alive and vibrant.
Say it again, Laura.
Newport is alive and vibrant.
Yes. Good. There we go.
A town that touches it, feel it, do it, live it, parts of you that love being.
I liked it better when it was just Newport is alive. I think it's starting to sound brochure-y when you start getting too many extra descriptive words in there. And it's not. I know, but you can't say you're authentic and be too.
Newport is alive. Okay.
Oh, fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Newport is alive.
Take out my vibrant. Can I have vibrant and I'm going to
be yeah. Encounter a vibrant.
As soon as you show me the vibrant part of Newport.
Come to the aquarium,
Rick.
Come to the
council. I think it's better not to have town anyways. I think it does breed better.
Newport is alive. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Even a pint of one of our own artisan micro brews, the hands-on options are too many to count with your fingers. Newport is a odor. Newport doesn't leave you.
We can say craft brews instead of artisan.
Craft microbrews.
Okay. Yeah.
Artisans sounds like little artisans.
Yeah.
Small people.
Alcohol lingo.
Microbrews.
And I don't know, we want to use microbrew?
Yes.
No,
because craft brew, I mean, pardon?
That's spelled wrong. Merco brews.
You could say craft microbrews.
Merco brews.
Craft
oh my
beer.
God, I never noticed
craft
that.
Beer
most
is the
people
word.
Are into craft beer now.
Yeah, I think craft beer is it's not micro. Really a microbrew actually anymore that we have here.
I wouldn't call a Rogue a micro.
No, it's not.
It's a raising a kind of our own craft beer.
Would you call Rogue a craft beer?
Craft beer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very much so.
It's micro.
Micro.
Yeah, taking that out. Take it out. Don't worry about it.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Funny how your eye just goes.
So we're taking it out anyway, but I know. That's been there for how many years? Nobody knows.
So we're going to put a pint of our own craft beer that we're saying.
Yeah. Okay, and then it's spelled right here, an award sample award-winning microbrews handmade right here.
That's fine.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
So what did we change
well,
this to?
Well, and that's true because beer one has
one of the nation's top.
That's true.
And also, I don't know, we sell something. I don't know how many craft beers in our restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Now
okay.
Map.
The back.
Putting ahead Lighthouse and Interpretive Center, Historic Nye Beach, Visual Arts Center, Fairgrounds, Don Davis Park, Performing Arts Center, Library.
Important.
Do we have to put the post office on there?
Courthouse, yeah.
What's wrong with the post office?
Nothing, but is it a
place? It's important to know where the courthouse is as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recreation center.
I don't know why we need to put those things in there, but okay.
I don't know.
Hospital, maybe.
Historical museums. Is 12. Historical museum, we should also
put the maritime.
Why don't we take out post office?
I mean, I'm not going to tell people for the post office.
Yeah, we get a lot of people in the library in the summer who want to know where the post office
is.
We get buying all the time. And shipping them home.
Okay.
Yeah, and the problem with not having the post office is they've taken all the boxes off the streets. You have to take your mail. Either to J.C. Market or to the post office.
Okay. They've taken all the boxes
off. I didn't even know that. But so I always go to the post office. I didn't know the boxes were gone.
Because we had one on the Bayfront, and the postman said, or the postwoman said, these are going to be going. And I asked our postmaster, I said, well, how much mail do you need in those boxes to keep them? And he said, it's not my deal. It's a federal government trying to save money.
Wow.
So,
okay, so we could take out courthouse. Do people need to know?
Yeah,
I guess when
they
get DUIs after drinking microbrews.
they do because Lincoln City doesn't have a courthouse. That's a county courthouse. And people come here to get married. And they
do. A lot of people call about marriage license and that kind of stuff. And so they do need to know where the courthouse is.
Yeah. You should warn them.
It's like your
house is
shit.
No.
They call me all the time for that.
No,
like, I'm trying to do that. That's the courthouse.
I don't really.
It's like,
it's a lot of work.
They're like waffles. The first one you always throw away.
That's a on record. Okay.
Oh, no. Hester pancake.
No. Okay, so did we get
We're gonna we'll add 12 over by the bend in the Bayfront too. So there's because there's another museum there, the Maritime Museum.
All right.
And
is it open for?
It will be
visitors?
In June.
Oh, June. Okay.
Yeah. End of June. This 28th. Historic Bayfront Hospital Bus Depot? No.
Bus Depot?
Yeah, I guess we have Valley Retrievers.
Yeah. Oh, that's over by, yeah.
Port Coast Guard Station, Yaquina Bay Lighthouse, Marine Science Center, Oregon Coast Aquarium, and Airport.
Okay. Looks good.
Speaking of Airport.
City Center.
Just kidding.
Hours of 5. Just driving directions from the North Portland Take on 5 South to Corvallis, exit 228 at Highway 34 West, head west. Highway 20 to Newport, take 99 West 18 in Lincoln City, head south on Highway 101.
And the south. Did we take
Lincoln
City out.
I know, remember that. Yeah.
I remember, I thought we took it out. It just said take Highway 18.
West to 18 through Lincoln City, head south.
Yeah.
Go through Lincoln City.
Yeah, through Lincoln City.
Bypass Lincoln City.
Lincoln City head south on 101 to Newport. Yeah.
Otherwise, you're
Why don't we just say take Highway 99 west to Highway 18 to Newport.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
To 101.
Highway 18 to 101 south.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Highway 18 to.
Yeah, yeah. Highway 18 to 101 south.
To 101
south. Lincoln City's not even in
it. Right. Okay, so west to Highway 18 to 101 south. Okay.
So if you just go from the 2
west to Highway 18
and just draw a line.
Head south, yeah.
And so then just go head south.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
2
like
head
take,
south on Highway 101.
Or take Highway 99 west to Highway 18. Head south on
Highway 18. Except, you know, what I'd say is I like the idea of saying either bypass or through Lincoln City. Don't, because they might get to Lincoln City and say,
oh, is this it?
This might be it. Or this is closer. Let's stop here. Of course, we
could put through Lincoln City south.
You could say before you head west on Highway. No, no, no. Or take
Sand
Highway
Creek Falls
before
Road.
You take Highway 99. Make sure that you make an observation in Newport at one of our local.
Which falls is that?
Or take Highway 99 west. Goes up to Highway 18.
Yeah, goes around.
Yeah.
And from the south, from Eugene, or further south, take I-5 north to Corvallis, exit 228 to Highway 34 west, and then take Highway 20 to Newport.
Good.
Perfect.
Is there a website on here? It's on the inside somewhere, but it should be
more prominent. Maybe it should be back here again. Can you add it back there?
It should be right under here. Because people look it up on their smartphones.
Yeah,
it's right. Underneath that giant
actually,
list.
You have to open it all the way to get
hard
to this.
To read.
So let's put it at it.
Right.
So are we putting through or two? Because down here it says two Corvallis, blah, blah.
And here what about the chamber number down there, too?
Discover Newport.com.
We're saying through to Lincoln. Through Lincoln.
And there's just two.
Instead of two we're just saying through. Yes,
then
we know.
Then take two Newport.
You want to say through Corvallis?
No. Well, who's going to stop in Corvallis?
Well, it's okay.
They have to go to
Newport. Unless you want to consist it.
I think so.
Through is what they wanted to go
on the front, too. You don't really care about it.
Are we going to put a...
We could put the website.
Maybe we did and I didn't see it. Is there a QR code on this that takes people to the... If they want to just buzz this with their phone to get more information and...
Yeah, I think we could put a QR code back here where this copy, right here. And I'll make sure it's not too big.
We're going to put it.
I think so. And then we have an alternate photo for the cover shot.
Yeah. How about if I send us like three photos over?
Yeah, but we can change it.
And then
everything.
New photo. So I'll have them send us three photos
it
over.
It just doesn't say vibrant.
It's a color. I like the shot of the boats.
I mean, it needs to be consistent with
I like the boats.
Feel.
It's the color.
I love the boats.
And maybe, you know, if we have another shot of the boats and the harbor,
okay,
vertical
so
shot.
Something a little bit more.
So I'll send over three photos.
Okay.
And then you guys just reply back to Cindy which ones you like.
Just a little brighter.
Yeah. Or either reply back to Cindy or call me. And you know which ones you like the best.
Okay, cool.
Then I think this one's going to give us another proof of this thing before we say yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Like a mock-up thing.
That's got to happen.
And Gabe, I don't know, I can't remember where you fall on this. One of the things that I do is I sit down at the Bayfront all the time, especially on Sundays, and read a book. And I may have shared this with you, but when people get out of the cars, especially when they got kids, the first thing they're yelling for is, where are the sea lions? Where are the sea lions?
Yeah.
So,
the docks. You mean
down on the board.
So that's a kind of a bone of contention because
I know it is.
Someday something's going to change and the sea lions may not be there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like
whether or not they can get that enough money to put up that new.
And my
they're gone now.
Yeah, my philosophy is if your business plan relies on the sea lions being there, then you've got a problem, mm-hmm. and it's not the sea lions.
They're not.
Well, they may always come back to the seawall part.
Yeah,
you know, up there, having them right there by the.
They do notice that in Santa Cruz, they actually have docks for sea lions. They have this big wharf.
San Francisco does too.
Yeah, I mean they're, you know.
Well, they took it over, so they just decided
they
to
move that.
Yeah. So anyway, Twitter. Yeah. So we want to talk about this mild Rob's thing. Mile to Mile and Twitter and his proposal for the year of the 17-19 full page.
Well, we also need to decide the focus, because are you guys doing outdoor ed again?
We just said that.
Yes.
Well, you have the one part, but what are you doing with the other? You still have well over $100,000 you haven't allocated.
And that's contingency.
Yeah, I would. We're still focusing on outdoor ed.
I just want to
make sure I get it in here.
We put $150,000 towards outdoor for now.
And then... And review proposals.
And every once in a while, some crazy thing comes up, like the Lloyd Center, you know, or whatever.
Which actually only leaves us $70,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 100. Yeah.
All right.
So
good.
Does the chamber tweet?
We do. And we have an.
I mean, we don't need them.
I don't have anything on the tweeting today, but I have.
She's supposed to be showing us.
I have website.
Okay.
If you want to come and look, and I did it this way because. This is just a snapshot.
Is that the Google Analytics?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is just between the end of May and June 12th. Oops. Okay, I can use what else. There we go.
End of May or June. Okay.
So, let me see if I... Okay, got to drive.
I think your mouse is upside down.
I think you're right.
There we go.
Okay. So the end of May through June, we're looking at 15,788 visits, 12,903 are unique visitors, page views 45,535. They're staying about 3 minutes and 22 seconds on the average. New visits is up 77.5%. Here's our country demographics. Most of them are USA.
And this is data on the
this
website?
This is data on our
destination.
Discover Newport. Okay.
So there's a lot of, I think those are pretty good stats. There's a lot, an uptick in mobile use. And we have our mobile friendly site where they just go to it and they can click through to the full site or they can just click through on some of the icons. There was some interesting stuff. What was it? On the top visited pages, let me get there. This is on the overview. And bounce rate pages. That's not where I want to go to.
So while you're finding that, I just we spend about $120,000 a year on our billboards that are there day in, day out, year after year.
And you have how many?
There are 12.
And they're all kind of at arterials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Goal completions, what was it? Average visit. I wanted to find out the top pages for you guys, and I've got to figure out where it's at.
So I think our 150 is a good,
good
number.
And you're probably locked into some pricing too.
Yeah.
You had them for so long.
Sorry.
Did you have a good Father's Day?
I did.
Good. And you had your grandkids still here?
We took them back on Saturday. Mm. We were exhausted.
Where did I put that? I had something.
No, that's the
Portland. Oh, the Portland crew. That's a long drive.
Up and back.
Up and back is always on.
Turn around.
Did you have Kathleen here or Anne?
Kathleen's two kids.
Oh,
Kathleen came for a couple days and then she left them here and said, have fun.
Hey, isn't that fun?
It's high demand. I mean, that you just...
How old are they? They're little.
4 and 6.
Yeah. Well, they have fun.
It goes by fast.
They did. They loved it.
Good.
Next time they come, they'll have some kind of a device, and you won't even care for them.
Probably not.
Well,
but it's okay. Fun, but it's just...
It's a lot of work. A
lot of work.
Dashboard. Anyway, I guess what I'm getting at is if you guys want to report every month of that month, and what do you want to see? Do you want to see the number of page views and then the top searches and then how long you're staying? Would those three be the criteria that you want?
Fine.
Okay. The top page is deals, special deals and promotions, and then it's lodging after that, and then it's activities.
Okay.
So that was what that out of those 14,000 or 15,000 visitors, that I think it was 12,000 were going on the special deals and promos. And we're starting to populate that more. People are like, hey, how can I get on that page? Just send us your copy. We'll put it on. So I was really tickled when I pulled this one up from yesterday that we've had that many visitors in just a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. So, and when you pull it up in Google and Firefox, we're usually the first or the second. We haven't been doing any paid ads on there. With results like that, I haven't found that we've really needed to. But we keep an eye on it, because if it starts dropping down, then I usually just call our webmaster and say, hey, so do some SEO. And then, but there's some opportunities on Facebook. Do you want me to go in and show you the Facebook dashboard? For some paid stuff that we could do to promote, and we may end up doing that. Facebook has been pretty good so far.
Well, I have to stand because I have a little.
No, you're fine. I have a neck thing. I woke up yesterday and I thought I was paralyzed. I'm serious. My neck is so bad right now.
Are you gonna get it looked at?
Yeah,
keep the blood flowing. I'm just thinking, I don't think we need the Oregon Coast Magazine to tweet for us, for money.
Mm-mm.
I think the mile by mile guide is still a good thing,
yeah.
But I think $17,000 for $1,700 for an ad is a lot of money.
I don't think the Oregon Coast Magazine has the reach that the mile by mile guide has.
Yeah.
And I know with the Oregon Coast Visitors Magazine that has more reach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So does that mean the group is kind of halving on this proposal at this point?
Well, I think that we want to probably do the mile by mile. So.
And he knew that we already committed to it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah, so that was separate. This was just the tweeting and
right.
The other part.
And does anybody know what the cost of that was?
The mile by mile?
Yeah.
It should be in here.
Oregon Coast today, the $11.20. $1,120, is that what that is?
Is that different?
Is that different?
No, that's the... paper met the Oregon Coast.
Okay.
Oregon Coast Today is that newspaper.
Yes.
So we have 872 total likes, and we have friends and fans, 349,793 people talking about this, you know, our most recent post. 22, total weekly reach is about 871. So it goes through post by post and tells you what people are mostly talking about. So we keep track of, and she's posting daily. And here's, like, for instance, if we go back to February, January through February.
That might be it. Well, or is that the Oregon Coast Mag that we did last year?
I don't know.
Female
is Oregon Coast
viewers are
68%.
Okay.
Right,
male viewers are 30%.
And that's kind of what we've always thought, is that the moms or whatever are making the plans for the trips down.
Our demographic, 35 to 44 range, is 18.1%. 45 to 54 range is 17.7%, and the 55 and above, it's, you know, it's like 9.8%. And then most of our likes came January, February. It's so when we post, we can go in and see where we have the spikes. The sources are right on the page. Part of them are Facebook recommendations, and then part are mobile. So, kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool seeing that. So we can take a look at, like, when we if we posted, let's say we do a new billboard, or when I'd like to take a picture of that billboard that's at the 4th and Oak, and have her post it. Look who's hanging out at 4th and Oak in Portland, and then go in and see how many people respond to that. So
yeah,
we'll do that. Okay.
All righty. I didn't. The Oregon Post today is under that newspaper. And I think we just did a few little ads. Last year.
I got gotcha.
So turn it on.
I'm with you.
So we've already committed to the Mile by Mile guide.
That we already did that for this year.
Okay, so we are going to say no to the Twitter and also the print advertising in that magazine.
Yes.
Okay. Great. Are we ready? Okay, I think that we've done a great job.
Yes. Congratulations to one and all.
Here, adjournment, please.
All right. Thank you.
Got it.
Thank you, Cindy.
Well, yeah. Thank you.